台知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年6月12日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu， 为我们继续讲解《永恒的切塔念经》是切塔念查尔塔念者。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyavila, Chapter 17, The Lord Travels to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的切塔念经》，是《切塔念查尔塔念者》Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第17章，主前往 Vrindavan。
Today we're going to discuss some important topics.
今天我们要讨论一些非常重要的话题。
There are different aspects to the reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita 的阅读可以涉及到方方面面。
There are pastimes.
这里面有逍遥时光。
From each pastime, there are lessons to learn.
从每一个逍遥时光里面，我们都可以得到一些教训。
There is a substantial body of philosophy.
那这里面呢，还有非常庞大的哲学体系。
And there are different personalities that come to play.
在这些逍遥时光里面呢，还出现了许多重要的人物，每个人都有重要的角色去扮演。
And it's all centered on the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the reason for his appearing in this world.
那这所有的一切都是围绕着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的活动，以及他在这个世界显现的原因。
Because in Kali Yuga, there's actually no proper standard.
其实呢，在这个卡利年代，并没有正确的标准。
People can make up their mind about anything.
就是没有标准可言，那么随时随地都可以有人有各种各样的杜撰。
And people can be influenced in any way possible.
就是我们随时都会受到来自各个方向的这种影响。
Because of the absence of Vedic principles,
因为在这个卡利年代没有伟达的原则
it's very difficult to discriminate between who is real and who is not real.
那真真假假就难以分辨
Therefore, there is a necessity to establish proper standard.
所以说呢，有必要要建立非常正确的标准。
Otherwise, people will not get a chance to know the absolute truth.
要不然呢，人们就没有机会去了解绝对的真理了。
And we know and we understand that for every age, there is one specific method to attain perfection.
我们也了解，我们也知道，就是在每一个不同的年代，达到完美都各有途径。
And this was the question raised by the sages of Namisharanya.
那这也是 Namisharanya 森林的圣者们提出的问题。
They wanted to know that now that Krishna has departed back to the spiritual world.
那他们的问题就是说，现在呢 ，Krishna 已经离开了地球，回到了灵性世界。
And with Krishna also knowledge returned because Krishna embodies transcendental knowledge.
那这个知识也随它而去, 因为Krishna是代表了整个的知识体系。
So now, not only the world is deprived of the presence of Krishna, but also the world is deprived of transcendental knowledge.
那现在呢, Krishna一走, 这个世界就不仅仅失去了Krishna, 也失去了知识。
When we hear about Krishna's transcendental pastime 5,000 years ago, some of those pastimes were meant to re-establish principles of religion.
那么当我们去聆听5000年之前 Krishna 超然的逍遥时光的时候，我们就明白，就是其中有一些逍遥时光的目的，就是为了重建宗教原则。
And that's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita.
这就是为什么 Krishna 会讲述《佛家梵歌》。
And that's also why Krishna also incarnated as Śrīla Vyāsadeva.
这也是 Krishna 化身为 Śrīla Vyāsadeva 的原因。
And Śrīla Vyāsadeva was taught by his guru Narada Muni to compile the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam.
Dave 的灵性导师 Narada Muni 给他了一个训谕, 让他去编纂伟达经。
And in turn,
Śrīmad Bhāgavatam.
Yes. And in turn, Śrīla Vyāsadeva taught the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam to his son, Śukadeva Goswami.
那么 Vyāsadeva 呢, 继而又把圣典薄伽瓦坛教授给他的儿子 Śukadeva Goswami.
And Śukadeva Goswami spoke the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam to Maharishi Parīkṣit.
那 Śukadeva Goswami 又把 Śrīmad Bhāgavatam 传授给了 Parīkṣit Maharaj.
Now, in the assembly of sages, there were also a great sage known as Sutta Goswami.
那在这一群在座的这些圣人当中，还有一位非常重要的圣人，他就是 Sutta Goswami.
So when the sages assembled after the departure of Lord Krishna, they asked Sutta Goswami to relate what he heard.
那么当这个 Krishna 离开这个世界之后，圣人们聚会在 Namishraya, 他们现在呢要聆听 Sutta Goswami, 想要知道 Sutta Goswami 所听到的一切, 希望他能够转述。
And the sages elected one great Vaishnava to represent them to ask questions on their behalf.
那么这些圣人们就推举了他们中的一位首领, 一位圣人, 请他能代表他们来提问。
And that was Shanaka Rishi.
那这就是Shanaka Rishi.
So we can see that knowledge is shared and handed from one spiritual master to another.
所以呢，我们就是可以看到，这个知识是通过一个灵性导师到另外一个灵性导师，再到另外一个灵性导师，这样不断的分享和传递的。
So the answer to one of the questions, which is now that Lord Krishna has departed with knowledge, how will Krishna be represented in Kali Yuga? The answer was that Śrīmad Bhāgavatam will be the standard.
那么就是在这个Sonaka Rishi 就代表圣者们提出的一个问题，就是现在呢 Krishna 已经离开了这个世界了，那么在这个卡利年代呢，由谁来代表 Krishna 呢？那么这个答案就是圣典薄伽瓦坛。Now,
why is the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam the standard?
为什么圣典薄伽瓦坛呢，就会成为这个卡利年代的标准呢？
Śrīmad Bhāgavatam is the postgraduate study or the continuation to the last instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita.
那么圣典薄伽瓦坛它是延续了 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌中的这个教导的一部经典，那么它也可以被认为是博士课程。
And from the very beginning of the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, the standard of spiritual principle is established.
那这个薄伽瓦坛一开篇就已经奠定了灵性生活的一个基础。
That there is absolutely no room in the Srimad Bhagavatam for materially motivated religious principles.
就是在圣典佛家瓦坛是绝对没有物质世俗动机的宗教的一席之地的。
And it can only be relished by those who are beyond the influence of the material energy.
只有那些超越了物质能量的影响的人, 他们才能够真正的品味圣典佛家瓦坛的甘露。
Now we often hear in the scriptures that there are three references that we have to look at.
那我们经常被教导, 在经典中也告诉我们, 我们有三个参照。
Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
就是Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
The spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, and the scriptures.
就是灵性导师, Vaishnava, 奉献者, 然后是经典。
So this is how the system works.
那么这个体系呢, 就是这样产生它的作用的。
Krishna establishes a disciplic succession.
Krishna建立了师徒传系,师徒传承。
Through that disciplic succession, transcendental knowledge is transmitted.
那超然的这个知识是通过这个师徒的传承来传递的。
And this transcendental knowledge is shared among the devotees.
那么这个超然的知识呢，又进而在奉献者之间分享。
And then it is dispatched among the people in general.
然后再进一步派发到大众。
So as Prabhupada often says, there is no manufacturing process, there's no mental speculation. Everything is established.
那是啊，帕帕就是说呢，在这个过程当中，没有这个心智臆测，也没有杜撰的这个空间，因为所有的一切都已经明确的建立了。
And if you look at the teachings of Lord Krishna, if you look at all the Vedic literatures, if you look at the teachings of all the Acharyas, they all speak the same language.
那不管是Krishna,还是伟大经典,还是圣人们,从他们的话语当中,我们都可以看到这里就是没有任何的心智臆测, there is no speculation, right?
Yes. No, they all speak the same language.
他们述说的都是同一种语言。
So, the point that I want to make here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to emphasize on that particular fact.
那么我们在这里看到呢, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就想要强调这个要点。
And all throughout his travels, whoever he met, he always made sure that everything is in line with the disciplic succession and with the authorities of the scriptures.
那么无论他走到哪里呢，他都希望，所有的这个一切都是与使徒传承以及和经典是相吻合的。
For example, we read during his travels that when he met the people in the jungle, or when he met even the animals, he asked them to chant.
我们看到，比如说他到这个丛林里面，他遇到了那些动物，他也会让这些动物去唱诵。
And when they chanted the holy name on the request of Lord Chaitanya, immediately they experienced ecstatic symptoms of love of God.
那当他们在主Chaitanya马哈帕布的要求下去唱诵的时候，他们立刻体验到了爱的狂喜。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢?
Because the chanting came from Lord Chaitanya.
因为这个唱诵是来自于Chaitanya.
Not from a local Brahmana who eats fish.
而不是来自于一个吃鱼的当地的一个普通的婆罗门.
Who eats fish? Who eats fish?
Yeah, 吃鱼的.
In other words, anything that people receive in terms of spiritual knowledge or spiritual activities must be given in connection to the Parampara system.
那换句话说就是人们所得到的这些知识还有这些灵性的这些活动一定都是符合于 parampara 使徒传承的。
I'll give another example.
我再举个例子。
When Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya met for the first time.
当主尼迦南达和主切坦尼亚马哈帕布第一次相见的时候。
They met at the house of Nandanacharya.
Nandanacharya 的家。
Thank you. Which is just next door to the Mayapur temple.
这个 Nandanacharya 的这个家呢就是在 Mayapur 的隔壁。
So there was an amazing meeting.
那他们的这次相见呢是非常不可思议的。
Now the next day, the devotees met at the house of Shiva's Thakur.
那第二天呢奉献者们就在 Shiva's Thakur 的家中相会。
And that day was actually Guru Purnima.
那一天呢就被称为是 Guru Purnima.
Not Guru Purnima,
Guru Purnima. 那天不是 Guru Purnima, 是 Guru Purnima.
So Guru Purnima we actually celebrate every year. It's actually coming up soon on the calendar.
那这个 Guru Purnima 呢也是我们每年所庆祝的一个重要的这个节日。那其实按照那个日历的话呢过一小段时间就到了。
So Guru Purnima is actually to celebrate Vyasadeva.
那 Guru Purnima 的这个节日是为了去庆祝 Vyasadeva.
So the devotees were gathered at the house of Shiva's Thakur. Lord Nityananda was there, Lord Chaitanya was there.And Lord Chaitanya was waiting for the formalities to do the Guru Puja, to offer the garlands to Srila Vyasadeva.
那么在这一天呢就在 Guru Purnima 的那一天奉献者们还有主尼迦南达主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 们都聚集在 Shiva's Thakur 的家中那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在静静的等待整个这个Puja, 就是这个仪式的这个进行的这个过程那包括要这个进行鲜花呀做 RT 呀等等。
So Lord Chaitanya was looking at Lord Nityananda like, what are you waiting for?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就看着主尼迦南达那意思好像就是说你在还等些什么呢
We are waiting to do the RT and to offer the flowers to Vyasadeva. What are you waiting? Why are you hesitating?
那我们现在呢就要等待着就要向 Vyasadeva 去鲜花去做这个 RT 了那你现在还等什么呢
And Lord Nityananda turned around.
那主尼迦南达就转过身来。
And he offered the flowers to Lord Chaitanya and did the RT to Lord Chaitanya.
那他就把这个花献给了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并且向他做了这个 RT, 把 RT 进献给了他灯仪进献了给他。
Why did you do that?
那为什么主尼迦南达会这么做呢?
Because Lord Nityananda, who is none different from Balaram, wanted to establish the disciplic succession from Lord Chaitanya, who is none different from Krishna.
那主尼迦南达其实就是主 Balaram, 他以这个举动呢来表示就是这个使徒传承使徒传系呢就是要从主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这里要正式的建立
and he's
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Krishna 是没有任何分别的
and he's also non different from Srila Vyasadeva
而且呢他也是也就是主 Vyasa 也就是 Vyasadeva
so by worshipping Lord Chaitanya Lord Nityananda wanted to establish the authority of Lord Chaitanya who represents the absolute truth
所以呢主尼迦南达就是通过对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个崇拜呢来奠定了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 作为绝对真理的地位。
There are other sampradayas, other disciplic succession.
那还有一些其他的 sampradaya, 其他的一些使徒传系。
But they are not giving the teachings that we receive, which isis the worship of Radha and Krishna.
但是呢其他的这些使徒传系并没有教给我们对 Radha Krishna 的崇拜。
So this was established by Lord Chaitanya.
这一点呢是由主 Chaitanya 奠定的。
So I mentioned this example, I mentioned the example of Lord Chaitanya giving the Maha Mantra to others.
那我举了这个例子，还有之前的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 将 Mahamantra 伟大的曼陀罗派送给所有人的例子。
And there's also the fact that Lord Chaitanya requested Lord Nityananda to stay in Bengal to spread Krishna consciousness.
还有呢，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 训谕主 Nityananda 要留在孟加拉去传播 Krishna 知觉。
Now, last week we were reading what happened when Lord Chaitanya arrived in Mathura.
上一周我们谈到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到达了 Mathura 发生的事。
Again, he engaged people in chanting Hare Krishna.
那么他也是一如既往的去让当地的人去唱诵 Krishna 的声音。
And among the people, there was this very enthusiastic elderly Brahmana.
然后在所有的这些人群当中呢，有一位非常年长的一位婆罗门。这位婆罗门呢，当时表现出极大的热情。
When Lord Chaitanya asked him who he was,He said that actually he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 询问他的身份的时候，他说他实际上是 Madhavendra Puri 的门徒。
Now Madhavendra Puri is in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya.
那这个 Madhavendra Puri 呢，他是属于这个 Madhvacharya 的这个使徒传承中的一位。
And Madhavendra Puri was the first Acharya to present the Braj Leela, the Braj pastimes of Krishna, and to establish the worship of Radha and Krishna.
那么 Madhavendra Puri 是这个传承当中第一位去就是去讲述这个Braj Leela 在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光，并且呢也去强调对 Radha 和 Krishna 的崇拜的第一人。
Madhavendra Puri had a disciple, Ishvarapuri.
那么 Madhavendra Puri 呢，还有一个门徒叫做 Ishvarapuri.
Who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya.
他是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的灵性导师。
But Madhavendra Puri was also the spiritual master of Advaita Acharya.
那这个 Madhavendra Puri 他也是 Advaita Acharya 的灵性导师。
And the spiritual master of Lord Nityananda.
也是主尼天安达的领心导师。
So there was a very, very close connection here.
所以呢，在这里你看到他们的这个关系是非常的亲近的。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized this Brahmana as being non-different than his superiors.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里就把这位婆罗门尊为长者。
Now, in those days, back 500 years ago, there was always a mentality of identifying different classes of society and different classes of brahmanas.
就是在那个年代，也就是500年前呢，人们就是非常热衷于去区分这个社会的不同阶层，还有这个不同的这个学派或者不同社团的这个婆罗门。
And not all the Brahmanas are actually very spiritual or very Krishna conscious.
那并不是所有的这个婆罗门都是非常的灵性的，或者说完全具备 Krishna 知觉的。
Because they're only Brahmanas in name or Brahmanas by birth, but not by qualification.
因为当时有一些婆罗门呢，完全是因为他们的这个出身。才或者是他们名义上是所谓的婆罗门，但是从品质上、从资格上是谈不上是真正的婆罗门的。
And people used to talk a lot about these things.
那关于这些呢，人们当时也特别喜欢谈论。
They would either praise or they would very highly criticize.
就是这些婆罗门呢，他们要不就受到非常高的赞誉。或者呢，就是受到众人的诟病。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very careful because not only he came from a very high class Brahmanas, but he was a sannyasi.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，在这里他的一举一动就是得非常的小心谨慎，因为他不仅仅是来自于一个非常高贵的婆罗门的这个传系，而且 not only a Brahman.Brahmana, but also sannyasi, 而且是一个托钵僧。
So he was very careful at whose home he would eat. He was very careful about the invitation he received. He was very careful about who he would associate with.
所以呢，周记呢，他选择接受谁的邀请，到谁的家，和谁在一起，在这方面他是非常的谨慎的。And
this is why there is an ongoing, as we read before in the previous chapters, there was an ongoing negotiation for Lord Chaitanya to meet with the king of Puri.
那就是说，这就是为什么在这之前我们读到，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要去见 Puri 的国王的时候，都当时就会有这么来来回回的这种像拉锯战一样。Because
sannyasis don't associate with kings.
因为一般来说，一个 sannyasi 一个托钵僧是不会随随便便的和一个国王去打交道的。But
here, this is what I'm coming to this. So you can understand the importance of this point. But here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the association of a Brahmana who is actually considered a low-class Brahmana.
那在这里呢，我们就是看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他接受了一位婆罗门的邀请，但是呢，这位婆罗门呢是被认为是比较低等的婆罗门。Now,
low-class Brahmana to the eyes of the society.
在这个就比较低等的这些婆罗门，在这个社会的这种眼光来看，
but not to the eyes of Lord Chaitanya.
但是就是说，就是当时的众人认为他是很低等的婆罗门，但是在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的眼里却不是这样。For
Lord Chaitanya, he only knows one thing. He is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He is my superior.
那且他念马哈帕布的心目中只有这么一点，就是他认为这个婆罗门呢，他是一位长者，他是 Madhavendra Puri 的门徒。Therefore,
I want his association.
所以说呢，我希望能够得到他的联姻。And
this is also emphasized in the Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami.
那 Rupa Goswami 在教会的甘露当中也强调了这一点。
If one want to make spiritual advancement, one should not look at the past or the history or the background of a Vaishnava.
如果呢，一个人想要得到灵性上的进步的话，他就不要去看一个Vaishnava奉献者，他的去看他的历史，或者说看他之前所做的活动。Once
a devotee has taken initiation, we should not look at their ancestry, their family background, their language, the way they look, whether they're intelligent or not, whether they are fallen or not.
那就是说，如果说一个 Vaishnava 奉献者已经是接受了这个启迪了，那我们就不要看看，就不需要去看他的家世背景，他的这个来历，或者他的家庭，他所讲的是什么语言。 他看起来这个外表到底好不好看，他是不是有智慧等等，这些都应当不论。You
are a member of the disciplic succession. You are an exalted personality.
你是处在这个师徒的传系当中，师徒的这个传承里面的，那你应当被认为是一位非常崇高的人物。I
don't care where you come from. I don't care what you've done.
那你是什么来？ 你之前究竟做些什么？这些是我不在乎的。I
don't care what people think about you.
别人是怎么看你的，我也无所谓。All
I know is that you are connected to the absolute truth, and I want your association.
我只知道你是和绝对的真理有连接的，所以因为这个，我就愿意和你联谊。Madhavendra
Puri was such an exalted acharya. If he ate at your home, I can eat at your home.
那 Madhavendra Puri 他是一位如此崇高的 acharya， 一位先知，先师。那既然他能够在你家里用餐，那我当然也愿意，也希望能够在你家里用餐。
Prabhupada explains in quite a few details where this Brahmana is coming from, what kind of community is coming from.
在这个要旨当中，薛拉夫布法非常详细的介绍了这个婆罗门的来历以及他所属的这个婆罗门社团。
Because Brahmanas normally they are the teachers for different communities.
那一般来说呢，这个婆罗门他是在不同的这个群体当中，他们是处在这个师长的这个地位。
So some communities are made of people who are actually low class. Therefore, the brahmana who gives advice to these people is also considered low class.
那么在这个社会当中，有一些群体被认为是比较下等的人。那么如果是这个去教导这些人的那些婆罗门呢，也就不认为他是非常高超的，就是认为他也是比较的低等的婆罗门。
So there are different kinds of brahmanas, different communities throughout India, and they all have their own communities based on their social status.
所以呢，在印度就这样分布了各种各样的这个社团群体，然后每个群体都有自己的这个婆罗门作为他们的这个导师那这些群体的分类呢，主要是基于他们的社会地位而言的。
So Madhavendra Puri already had some of the cooking of that Brahman, and Lord Chaitanya said, if Madhavendra Puri ate here, I also want your cooking.
那么因为之前 Madhavendra Puri 曾经到这个婆罗门家里吃过饭，所以呢，主持参见马哈帕布就是说，如果 Madhavendra Puri 在这里用过餐，那我也希望能够亲口品尝到你做的食物。
But the Brahmana by nature he was very humble, so he was very shy.
那这个婆罗门生性是非常的就是谦卑的所以说呢他也有些不好意思。
Because 不好意思 shy?
就是他比较害羞。
Okay. The Brahmana knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just a sannyasi, he is actually the Supreme Lord.
因为这个婆罗门他是知道主持他念马哈帕布不仅仅是一个托钵僧，其实他也知道他就是至尊主。
Now, the Brahmana tells Lord Chaitanya that I don't mind cooking for you, but people are going to criticize.
那婆罗门呢就对这个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu说呢，我完全可以为你做饭，这个是没有问题的，但是别人会有闲话的。
And if people criticize, then I'll get very upset with them. I cannot tolerate people criticizing you.
那要是人们来听你的话，这是我万万不能容忍的。
So, what happened is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives explanation to the Brahmana why it's okay. Don't worry if people criticize me.
那接下来呢，就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就向这个婆罗门一一做了解释，告诉他说，即便是他在他家吃了饭，为什么也是没有问题的，即便是他被别人所责备、批评，也是没有问题的。
He says, there's nothing you can do about this. People have different opinions. You cannot stop them.
他说呢，每个人都有自己的这个观点，这是阻止不了的，所以也无所谓。
There are many different kinds of scriptures, and people follow the scriptures in many different ways, whether they believe or not, whether they follow or not.
那经典也是形形色色的，这个有的人去遵循经典，有些人不遵循经典，有的人相信经典，有的人不相信，所以呢，这个也是没有办法的。
Not only that, but people argue about how they think about the different principles of the scriptures.
那即便是就经典的原则而言的话，人们也是众说纷纭。
And if that's the case, it means that people have a material point of view.
那如果真是这样的话，就说明这些人都是一种世俗的观点而已。
Therefore, it's better to stick to the standard which is given by Krishna's teachings.
那所以呢最好就是还是去遵循 Krishna 亲自所建立的那些教导，这就可以了。
And we're going back to the original point at the beginning of this lecture, that the standard was established by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们现在再回到我们今天讲课一开始所提到的这些正确的这个标准是由 Krishna 在这个国家梵歌里面所建立的当然还有圣典国家瓦坛。
The first set of standard is what is given by Krishna in the 18th chapter, which is abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions, do not fear.
那其中的一个原则呢就是《国家梵歌》第十八章六十六诗节当中所说到的 Krishna 说放弃一切宗教只归于我我将把你从一切的罪恶反应中解救出来不要害怕。
The second set of standard is the one given at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the supreme occupation, Dharma, for all humanity, is that by which man can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord, such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self.
那么第二套的这个标准呢，是在圣典国家瓦坛的开篇不久所提到的那在这里就是讲到呢就是全人类的这个最至高无上的责任也就是宗教原则也就是 Dharma 呢便是人们依循它就可以达到超然的至尊主的奉献服务的这个原则这样的奉献服务一定是没有丝毫的物质动机的也是永不中断的这样才能够让这个自他呢也毕竟是能够让自我得到完全的满足的
So in other words Lord Chaitanya is explaining to the Brahmana people may have so many different opinions but we have to follow the standard
那这就是说呢主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在这里向这个婆罗门说就是人们呢可能各有各的观点但是在这里还是要有一个就是一个正确的一个标准
And you have to follow the authorities of the scriptures
还有一个呢它就是强调要遵循经典
And the scriptures are represented by the acharyas
那就是这个经典呢就是那些 acharya 们历代的先师们他们就是去呈现和代表这个经典的。
So by following Madhavendra Puri, you are doing the right thing, and by me coming here, I'm also doing the right thing. Don't worry about what people say.
那他的意思就是说呢，这个婆罗门他遵循的是 Madhavendra Puri 的这个原则，而就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也是他来到了这个婆罗门大众去家中去用餐。所以呢他们两者都是遵循的这个标准在做事情的所以根本就不用去在乎别人会旁人会说些什
么。
那接下来这Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就说了
Dharma snapana hetu sadura vyavahara puri goshanira ye acharana say dharma sara So Dharma sanstapana hetu means to establish principles of religion.
那在这里这个梵文词 Dharma sanstapana hetu 的意思就是去建立宗教原则。
Sadura vyavahara means behavior of a devotee.
那就是下面的这一段的意思就是说一个奉献者的行为。
Puri goshanira means Madhavendra Puri.
接下来那个 Puri Goshanira 的意思就是Madhavendra Puri
Ye Acharana The behavior
Ye Acharana 的意思呢就是行为举止
Dharma Sara The essence of all religion
Dharma Sara 的意思就是说宗教的精髓
Yes I mean this is I'm going to give the translation but this isHow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes the standard.
那就是接下来我还会来说一下这个译文。那我在这里要说的意思就是说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是用这种方式来建立的标准。
Listen carefully.
大家听好了。
A devotee's behavior establishes the true purpose of religious principles. The behavior of Madhavendrapuri Goswami is the essence of such religious principles.
那这个译文就是说, 一位奉献者的行为奠定了宗教原则真正的目的, Madhavendrapuri Goswami的行为便是这些宗教原则的精髓所在。
In other words, if it's coming from someone who is a member of the disciplic succession, the behavior is exemplary, you should follow this person.
就是说,如果呢,一个人他是来自于这个使徒传系的,那而且呢,他的这个行为也具有这种表率的这个作用,那么你就应当去追随他。So
this is very interesting because you can tell by the behavior of a devotee whether that person is connected to the disciplic succession or not.
那这一点是非常有深意的。其实你是可以通过一个人的行为来判断这个人他是不是来自于一个师徒的这个传承的。Therefore,
guru, sadhu, and shastra, you want to know who is a guru, you check in the scriptures, and you check with the Vaishnavas.
那么就是所以呢，我们就说有三个标准，就是 guru, sadhu 和 shastra。就是你如果想要辨识出一个人是不是真正的 guru 的话，那你就要去参照另外两个，就是一个是经典，还有一个就是说圣人。那么从他们那里去得到这个答案。You
want to know what is a sadhu? You check with the guru and the shastra.
那如果你想知道什么是sadhu的话，那你就要去询问这个guru灵性导师，还有去从经典里面去寻找。You
want to know what is shastra? You check with guru and sadhu.
那如果你想要知道什么是shastra经典的话，那你呢也要去询问这个guru和这个sadhu这个圣人，向他们去求证。
So, Prabhupada gives a very elaborate purport.
在这里，Srila Prabhupada写了一个非常长的要旨。
And that purport is inspired by his own spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
那这一段很长篇幅的这个要旨呢，其灵感来自于他的灵性导师，Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati establishes the standard how you recognize a great Vaishnava personality.
那就是在这里呢, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他就确立了一个原则，就是通过这个原则，你就能够辨识出什么人是一位非常伟大的 Vaishnava 圣人。
And the standard is established in Bhagavad Gita again.
同样的就是在这个标准呢，也是在《国家梵歌》里面确立的。Where
Krishna says, "Mahatmanas tumam partham, devim prakritim ashritah, bhajananyana manaso, gyatva bhutadhim avyayam." Chapter 9, text 13.
就是在《国家梵歌》的第九章诗节十三当中就是说到了。O
son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
就是在这里说到 Prita之子伟大的灵魂不受蒙蔽，受到神性自然的护佑，他们知道我是原初的无穷无尽的 至尊人格神手，所以全然的投入到奉爱服务之中。So
this verse describes Mahatma.
在这个世界当中呢，专门就Mahatma做了描述。Mahatma,
Maha means great, Atma means soul. Mahatma means great soul.
那Mahatma 是由两个字组成的，一个是 Mahat， 意思是伟大的， Atma 是灵魂，那连起来的意思就是伟大的灵魂。
So who is a Mahatma is one who is under the protection of the divine nature, Devi Prakriti.
那么就是什么样的人被称为伟大的灵魂呢？那这些伟大的灵魂就是受到神性自然的护佑的，在神性自然的庇护之下的，那梵文里就是叫 Devi Prakriti.
Yes, so Devi Prakriti means the divine nature of Krishna, and the Acharyas have translated this as being actually taking shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
Devi Prakriti 呢，意思就是说神性自然，那意思呢就是这些伟大的圣人们认为这个神性自然呢其实就是 Srimati Radharani， 指的就是要得到 Srimati Radharani 的庇护。
So the symptom of such a Mahatma is that they are always fully engaged in devotional service.
所以呢这些 Mahatma 伟大的灵魂都具备一个特征，就是他们时时刻刻的在做奉献服务。
How do you get to be involved in engaged in devotional service constantly? Because you know who is Krishna.
那你怎么才能够做到时时刻刻的处于奉献服务之中呢？那是因为你知道 Krishna 是谁。
So this is the standard established. How do you recognize a great personality?
所以呢，在这里也就是说，就伟大的灵魂是什么样的人？确立了一个标准。
But Prabhupada says in the material world, people have a completely different understanding of what is a Mahatma.
但是Srila Prabhupada呢，在这里也指出，在这个物质世界里面，什么样的人是伟大的灵魂？那这个世人呢，他们的这种观点是与此大相径庭的。
For example, in India, we have the famous Mahatma Gandhi.
比如说我们知道在印度大家众所周知的 Mahatma Gandhi, 那就是我们中国人翻译过来叫圣雄甘地。
That's not his real name. People called him Mahatma.
其实 Mahatma 呢并不是他的真实的名字，但是人们尊称他为 Mahatma, 就是认为他是伟大的灵魂。
His actual name is Mohandas Gandhi.
他的名字是 Mohandas Gandhi.
But people call him Mahatma.
那但是大家还是称呼他为 Mahatma Gandhi, 圣雄甘地。
And Prabhupada wrote to him.
那 Prabhupada 曾经给他写了一封信。
When there was so much turmoil in India,trying to get rid of the British.
当印度人想把英国人赶出印度，当时整个社会陷入一片混乱的时候，释迦帕帕写了这封信。
Because Prabhupada was a Gandhi follower.
因为帕帕之前他也是那个就是甘地的一个追随者。
But when Prabhupada took shelter of his Guru Maharaj and took initiation, he understood that there was absolute waste of time.To follow Gandhi and his ideas.
那当时呢，就是释迦帕布帕，后来就是脱壁于他的灵性导师释迦巴克斯丹纳塞苏瓦利塔库，而且呢，得到了他的启迪。那个时候他就明白了，去追随这个甘地，追随甘地的主张，只不过是浪费时间而已。
So Prabhupada later on, he wrote a letter to Mahatma Gandhi, and he says, "My dear friend, I am begging you, quit politics now." And be absorbed in the Bhagavad Gita and the teachings of Lord Krishna.
那到后来他就给甘地专门写了一封信说，我亲爱的先生，请你放弃，就是我诚恳的请求您放弃政治生涯吧，投入到国家梵歌和主 Krishna 的教导之中吧。
Well, people used to say of Mahatma Gandhi.He was a sadhu amongst the politicians, and he was a politician amongst the sadhus.
那以之前人们经常传颂的这样的一句话，意思就是说呢，这个圣雄甘地是政客中的圣人，是圣人中的政客。
And Prabhupada never got a reply from his letter, and later on, Mahatma Gandhi got shot.
但是呢， 却因信全无，就是石沉大海这个信，因为Srila Prabhupada并没有得到这个 Mahatma Gandhi 的就是回信，但是不久之后呢，他就被枪杀了，被刺杀了。
Prabhupada in the purport goes through a long list of all the sorts of people that are believed to be Mahatmas or Mahajan. Mahajan means a great person.
那在释迦牟尼在这里就罗列了各种各样的人，他们就是被世人所认为的 Mahatma， 就是伟大的这个灵魂，或者是把他们尊称为 Mahajan.
Mahajan.
Yeah.
So,
就是也认为是他们是圣人。
People worship bankers as being great souls.
他们就是银行家被人们认为是伟大的灵魂。
Or philosophers.
或者是哲学家。
Or yogis.
瑜伽师。
Or gyanis.
思辨家，哲学思辨家。
Even great demons like the demons of Vrindavan, they are worshipped as great souls.
或者是 Vrindavan 的那些恶魔，或者说就是。就是各种各样的恶魔还被人们认为是伟大的灵魂。
Even someone like Darwin is considered to be a great personality.
人们呢也把这个达尔文视为是一个伟大的灵魂。
Or,
一个伟人。
Or scientists for their discoveries.
或者呢为了这个科学家的这个探索而尊称他们为那个伟人。
Or historians or great writers.
或者一些非常著名的作家呀，或者是历史学家。
Or public speakers.
还有演讲家。
Or social reformers.
社会改革家。
What about great doctors?
还有那些医生啊，大医生。
Or psychologists.
心理学家。
Or so-called spiritualists.
或者呢，灵修大师，所谓的灵修大师。
Or big brahmanas.
或者呢那些大婆罗门
or mystics
玄秘家
or even big businessmen
或者是一个大商人
Prabhupada doesn't spare anyone
就是需要 Prabhupada 把这些人全部都囊括在里面了
because people don't have a frame of reference they have to go to what is the best thing to their eyes
因为人们并没有一个标准的参照系让他们去做出判断所以呢他们只是凭着感觉就是他们眼里谁是伟人就算谁是伟人
and therefore it's very difficult for them to understand what is the proper standard
所以对他们来说要去了解什么是真正的标准那就是非常的困难了
soProbably refers to the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
在这里是来拍法呢，他又引用了就是《薄伽瓦坛》的第六篇当中的诗文。
In the story, when the Yamadutas arrested Ajamil.
就是在这个故事里面讲到了Yamaduta 就是阎罗王的这个使者逮捕了 Ajamil.
At the time of death.
就是在 Ajamil 的临终的时候
and as they were about to take him away to the court of Yamaraj the Vishnu Duta came in and said don't touch this man
那当他们把这个 Ajamil 绑起来然后要拉到 Yamaraj 的这个审判庭上的这个路上这个 Vishnu Duta 主 Vishnu 的使者们突然间就出现在他们面前阻止他们说不要碰这个人。
The Yamadutas had never seen the Vishnu Dutas before.
这些 Yamaduta 们从来都没有见过 Vishnu Duta.
They were amazed, they were scared.
他们大惊失色。
And they were also confused.
也感到这个迷惑不解。
So they went back to Yamaraj and they asked him questions, who are these Vishnu Dutas and why couldn't we arrest Ajamil?
那于是呢后来他们就到这个Yamaraj 的面前去询问他说这些 Vishnu Duta 这些人到底是什么人呢为什么他们能阻止我们不让我们去逮捕这个Ajamil 呢
So Yamaraj had to actually explain to the Yamadutas what are the principles of religion
那在这里呢 Yamaraj 就像那些 Yammer Dutta 他的使者们就解释了这个宗教的原则是什么。
And he explained there is a standard and there are authorities that are accepted as Mahajans.
他说呢就是这里呢是有这个标准的而且呢有一些这个权威人士他们被尊称为 Mahajan, 就是那些 Mahajan 呢被认为就是权威人士在这里就他就罗列了
Mahajans are great spiritual personalities who are authorities to represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his teachings.
那这些 Mahajan 呢都是非常伟大的灵性的这个人物他们代表了主 Krishna 和他殿至尊主的以及至尊主所建立的这个原则。
So we have to know who to accept as authority.
所以呢，我们必须要明白到底哪些人是被这个公认的这个权威人士，应当去接受这些人。
Now we should not be confused about authorities because they are material authorities that we can and may have to refer to in order to be properly situated in this world, but there are spiritual authorities who are only qualified to give us access to the spiritual world.
那就是说呢，我们在这里要对于什么叫做权威人士呢？有一个认识，就是在这个物质世界里面，也有一些人被认为是权威人士。那我们也要去就是承认他们的这个权威的地位就是去遵循去遵照他们的话呢就是可以让一个人能够非常平安的处于这个物质世界当中但是还有一些权威人士是指的是灵性上的权威人士那这些权威人士他可以引导我们进入灵性世界
So Prabhupada also explained that people, they have the habit to misidentify themselves. To have a misidentification.
Of themselves,
yes.
not of ourselves.
Yes.
那就是说 Prabhupada 在这里呢也讲到了人们有一种错误的容易有一种错误的自我认同的倾向。
And he quotes a very famous verse.
那在这里呢他引用了非常著名的一段诗节。
Yasyatma buddhi kunape tuta duke svadhi kalata drishu boma ijyadi natirta buddhi sharire nakarichich gyaneshva bigyeshu sa eva gokaraha. A human being who identifies this body made of three elements with the self, who considers the byproduct of the body to be his kinsman, who considers his land of birth worshipable, and who goes to a place of pilgrimage simply to take bath, rather than meet men of transcendental knowledge, there is considered to be an ass and a crow, and a cow. No difference.
Yeah. 那在圣典佛家瓦坛里的这个世界就是说呢，那些将由三种，那些由，等一会儿啊。就是那些将自己的由三种物质元素所组成的躯体认同于自我的人，那些将躯体的副产品，认同为自己的族人的人，那些认为自己的出生的土地是值得崇拜的人，那些去到朝圣之地只是为了去沐浴而不去见具有超然知识的人的人都被认为是驴子或者是奶牛
So not only we have misidentification with our own self but we also misidentify the people we're supposed to follow
那换句话说就是我们不仅仅是对自我有一个错误的认知而且对于那些我们应当追随的人，应当追随什么样的人，也有误解。
So finally, Srila Prabhupada gives the list of these great Mahajans, those who are real authorities and those that we should be following.
那最后呢，在 Srila Prabhupada 在要旨中 就罗列了这些伟大的这些马哈这样的这些名字，那就是明确的指出他们才是我们应当去追随的权威人士。
So we have Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Kapiladev, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Bhishma, Bhagavan Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. These are the 12 Mahajans.
这就是我们大家所知道的十二位Mahajan, 他们有这个 Brahma, 还有 Narada, 还有主 Shiva, 然后 Kumaras 兄弟 Kapiladev, 然后 Manu, 还有 Prahlad Maharaj, 还有 Janaka 王，还有Bhishma Dev, 然后老祖父 Bhishma, 就是还有巴利王，然后还有 Shukadev Goswami 和 Yamaraj, 阎罗王。
So these are established in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个是在圣典博伽瓦坛里面明确了的。
And then we have the Mahajans which are established in the disciplic succession of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那还有这个一个归类，就是说这些 Mahajan 是来自于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使徒传系。
Such as the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
比如说 Vrindavan 的六 Goswami,
and all the Acharyas,
还有所有的这些 Acharya 们,
all the way down to Srila Prabhupada,
那一直下行到一直到 Srila Prabhupada.
So we actually feel very safe knowing that we have the connection to all these amazing personalities.
那我们呢能够和这些伟大的人物连接在一起，那是一件非常幸运的事。
So there is no confusion about how to follow, who to follow, what to understand, what to believe.
所以如何去追随，应当去追随谁，应当相信什么，应当跟随他们做什么，在这些问题上呢，就不会有任何的迷惑或者是误解了。
And Prabhupada used to often quote this verse where he says, Mahajano Yadagata Sapanta. We follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans.
是的，爸爸经常重复这样的一句话，说我们追随那些 Mahajan 的脚步。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to the Brahmana what is the standard and how we should follow that standard.
那这在这里就是解贪念马哈帕布向这个婆罗门解释了什么是标准，也解释了我们应当如何去遵循这些标准。
Again, we have Guru.
我们有 Guru.
We have the Vaishnavas.
我们有 Vaishnava.
And we have Shastra.
Vaishnava 奉献者还有 Shastra 经典。
These are our reference.
这就是我们的参照系。
So.After that discussion, the Brahmana served prasadam to Lord Chaitanya.
在这段讨论之后呢，这个婆罗门就给 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 奉上了 prasadam.
And after prasadam, many people came to see Lord Chaitanya.
Prasadam 完毕之后呢，许多人都纷纷的前来觐见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Lord Chaitanya engaged everyone in chanting Hare Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就让所有的人都去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his parikrama of Vrindavan.
然后接下来 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就开始绕拜Vrindavan 了。
And we will hear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parikrama of Vrindavan next week.
我们可以在下一周的这个时间再来听 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Vrindavan 的绕拜时光。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just an additional note.
我再补充一句。
Tomorrow is Nirjal Ekadashi.
明天是 Nirjal.Ekadashi, 就是大 Ekadashi.
This is the Ekadashi of the year where everyone is invited to fast, not just from grain, but to fast completely of food and water.
那就是每一年的这个时间，就是鼓励大家 不仅仅是戒食五谷，而且要戒食水 water and
food. You're already in anxiety. Now, I just want for the records to say that nowhere in the Shastra and nowhere in Srila Prabhupada's word it is mentioned that if you have broken Ekadashi during the year by following Nirjali Ekadashi, you can make up for it. It is not mentioned anywhere.
就是还要澄清一个误传，就实际上不管是在经典里还是在 Srila Prabhupada 的讲话中都没有提到说一个人要是在这一年有其他的 Ekadasi 没有遵守，然后通过去遵守这个 Nirjala Ekadasi 这个大 Ekadasi 日呢，就可以被这个抵消。
Okay, so there's no need to start thinking, well, it doesn't matter if I break Ekadashi during the year, I can make up on Nirjali Ekadashi. It does not count.
所以千万就不要认为在别的 Ekadashi, 那个没遵行也没有关系，我只要这一年的大 Ekadashi 日 Nirjali Ekadashi 的那天全戒就可以了，实际上那也是不算数的。
Nirjal means no water.
Nirjal 的意思Nirja 的意思就是无水。
Now,
就是甚至连水都不喝。
If we can do that, that's good.
如果能够做到这一点的话，那当然是非常好了。
But if we're gonna spend the whole of Ekadashi thinking I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, what is the point?
那但是呢，要是你这一天爱卡达西日满脑子从早到晚想的都是我饿得受不了了，我要喝水，我要喝水，那又有什么意义呢？
It's like going on parikram without shoes, and all during parikram you're thinking, my feet are hurting, my feet are hurting.
这好像是说呢，你硬是不穿鞋，光着脚去parikram绕拜圣地，但是从头到尾呢，都一直念叨着，一直想着，我的脚疼死了，疼死了。
So.Let's not be fanatical.
所以呢，我们也不要这样的狂热。
If we are physically and mentally strong, and we can use the spare time that we don't eat and drink to increase our bhakti, then by all means.
那如果说我们觉得我们的身体，我们的头脑，我们的意识上都是足够强大，那能够忍受，然后用这个多出来的这个时间。去念诵看书做 seven 呢，那我们就要不遗余力的这么去做。
Some devotees they do the full fasting and then because they can't handle it they just sleep all day.
那有的人呢，有的奉献者是这样的，因为他要全戒，但是身体又受不了，所以他这一整天都是在那睡觉。
It's better to eat and drink and chant good rounds.
那你还不如说你可以吃东西可以喝水然后好好的把念诵念好。
So, if you can do it.
所以如果你能做得到的话那就尽量去做吧。
The main thing is not to challenge yourself physically, the main thing is to remember Krishna.
在这里最重要的并不是说你要对你的身体发出挑战，而是说你怎么才能够时时刻刻的记着 Krishna, 想着 Krishna。
And it also doesn't help to think all day what you're going to eat the next day.
而且呢，要是你满脑子想的都是第二天要吃点什么，那也是不行的。
Okay, so there is a question from Sumukhi Radha Devidasi.
现在一共有我看一下有四个问题。第一个问题是，新奉献者如何来鉴别所选择的灵性导师是追随使徒传系的呢？ OK, one by one.
There's four questions.
Four questions. But it's all related, I guess. You want to hear everything or one by one? 第二个问题是只跟随一个孤独修习是否可以达到完美呢？第三个是为什么非要追随 ISKCON 呢？难道独立于 ISKCON 的咕噜就无法达成完美了吗？他们甚至是经典的翻译者。四是不脱壁于咕噜不接受洗涤就没有进步和回归神手吗？第一个问题哈， So the first question is, for a new devotee, how can he identify or discriminate that the spiritual master he has chosen are actually a follower of the Guru Parampara? So you want to know the second and third?
No, I'll answer the first one.
那先第一个问题先回答一下。
Well, if you are associating with devotees from the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and you are given 1 year to worship Srila Prabhupada, until you make up your mind who is your Guru Maharaj, you will have plenty of time to discover that Srila Prabhupada is from the Gaudiya Vaishnava disciplic succession, and that his disciple that you're going to take shelter of is also a member of that disciplic succession.
那如果你是追随的是ISKCON，就是国际Krishna知觉协会，而且呢，在你正式的选择或者认定一位启迪灵性导师之前，你用了1年的时间去追随Srila Prabhupada，以Srila Prabhupada为灵性导师，那么在这么长的一段时间里面呢，你就足以可以明确，就是Srila Prabhupada。 他是属于这个Gaudiya Vaishnava的这个传承的，那么既然他是这个使徒传系中的，那么他的门徒呢，也是在这个使徒传系中的，那他就是你可以去托庇的灵性导师了。Is that okay?
Okay, next.
第二个问题就是说，只跟随一个guru修习是否可以达成完美的？My question is.
Wait, I want to add one more point.
我们前面那个问题再补充一点。
There's no question of rushing for initiation.
就是启迪这件事是不能操之过急的。
If someone has doubts, then one should hold back and wait.
如果说心里还不确定，还有怀疑。
But we should know that we are in connection with an. Prabhupada used to always say, the Krishna consciousness movement is authorized by the disciplic succession.
那Srila Prabhupada经常说的一句话就是 Krishna 知觉运动是由使徒传系所授权的。
Okay. Second one.
那第二个问题是, can we attain perfection simply by following one particular guru in spiritual practice?
Yes, it's possible.
是的，是有可能的。
It depends on the quality of association.
这个呢，也要基于你的这种联谊的品质。
But we have to understand that our own spiritual master is a spiritual master because of having taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada.
那还有一点我们要明确，就是我们的灵性导师之所以是有资格的，是因为他托庇于他的灵性导师。And
Prabhupada explains also that there are different levels of spiritual masters.
那Srila Prabhupada 他也解释说，这个灵性导师也在不同的层面上。And
based on their realization, you will make spiritual advancement.
那基于这样的灵性导师的这个觉悟，你也会相应的得到灵性上的进步。But
because Srila Prabhupada is the founder and the instructing spiritual master for everyone, by following Srila Prabhupada, you can definitely attain perfection.
那Srila Prabhupada他是创始灵性导师，and he is the founder of and he is the author.
The instructing guru.
他也是所有人的，就是训示灵性导师。所以你只要追随Srila Prabhupada 永不偏离，那是一定是可以达到完美的。Therefore,
there is, if we follow Srila Prabhupada seriously and his teachings and his example, without any doubt, we can attain perfection.
如果我们能够追随Srila Prabhupada，追随他的榜样，追随他的教导，那么毫无疑问，一定是可以达到完美的。And
Srila Prabhupada also explained that pure love for Krishna can only be given by someone who is a pure devotee.
那Srila Prabhupada他说呢，对Krishna的对主的这种纯粹的爱呢，只能是来自一位。 对主有也有着这个纯粹的爱的人。
So as long as we stay connected to the disciplic succession, then we have absolutely there is no impediment.
嗯，那只要是我们能够跟这个使徒传信能够牢牢的连接，那在我们的前进的道路上就不会有任何的障碍。
So, but it's not just a one-way deal. We also have to make an effort.
嗯，但这个就不是像一个单向的一个交易一样。我们自己反过来，我们这一方，我们也要做出努力。
Not that now I have taken initiation, I don't have to do anything. Perfection will come to me.
那并不是说好像我们那个既然启迪了，自己就不用努力的，反正就是自动。Okay.
Third.
为什么非得要支持 ISKCON 呢？难道独立于 ISKCON 的俘虏就无法达成完美吗？So does that mean that the gurus independent of ISKCON cannot attain perfection?
I think she's asking a question on behalf of.Of other people. If a spiritual master initiating guru is properly situated in the disciplic succession, which is connected through the Gaudiya Vaishnav Parampara, through Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the way to Lord Chaitanya, if that person is properly connected, that person has the power to give.Shelter.
如果这个人他就是在这个使徒传系之中的，然后呢，他又是跟这个Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 是能够紧密的连接的，他跟然后再往上到这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 也就是整个的 Gaudiya Vaishnava 使徒传系，如果他是坚处于这样的一个使徒传系中的话。那么就而且他又是一个启迪的灵性导师启迪的故事你就可以去追随他
You see for example after Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's disappearance many of his disciples became gurus became acharyas
那举个例子来说在这个 Śrīla Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 离开这个人世之后那他的很多的这个门徒呢也都纷纷成了启迪的灵性导师
And Śrīla Prabhupāda was one of them.
收了门徒，那
So, by being properly situated, they can also make spiritual progress on the path of bhakti.
那么就是除了Śrīla Prabhupāda之外的其他的那些人，他们也是坚守在这个就是 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个传承之中的。那么
So, what happened? Are you there?
Yeah, it's okay.
So, Prabhupada never said that his god brothers are not qualified.
释迦牟尼佛从来没有说他的神兄弟是不完美的。
And therefore, by taking shelter of Prabhupada's god brothers, one may be able to make spiritual progress.
所以说呢，一个人他如果去追随是了 Prabhupada 的神兄弟的话，那他一样也可以在灵性上得到进步的。
Now, when we look at the next generation,
但是我们来看一看下一代人。
We have to look at scriptures and guru and sadhus to.Evaluate what is the level of advancement.
那我们就要去，参照这个 guru， 还有，圣人，还有那个经典的这个原则，来衡量他们进步的程度。
And Śrīla Prabhupāda also explained in the Nectar of Instruction that one does not have to be a pure devotee to accept disciples. However, if one is not a pure devotee, there is no guarantee that their disciples will get the full impact of Krishna consciousness. You understand?
那就是说如Krishna的甘露也是讲到了，就是说一个人要接收门徒，并不非得是一个完美的奉献者。但是呢，如果你脱离这样的一个还没有完全完美的奉献者呢，可能就是说Krishna的知觉的对你是否可以产生一个完全的影响就不得而知了。
Therefore, it is important to stay connected on the Shiksha level with those who are pure devotees.
所以呢，我们还要就是和那些纯粹的奉献者，那些 Shiksha Guru, 启迪 Guru 有一种非常紧密的连接。
Okay. The fourth one.
第四个问题，不脱离于 Guru, 不接受启迪，就没有进步和回归神手了吗？ Can we understand that one who doesn't take shelter of a guru, who doesn't take initiation, can never make spiritual advancement and go back to Godhead?
Say that again.
One who doesn't take shelter of the guru, not taking initiation, for them there's no way to make spiritual advancements and going back to Godhead. Can we understand?
Well, what does that mean to go back to Godhead? If it's to, in any case, to enter the realm of Vaikuntha, one must be connected to the Sampradayas.
就是你在这里说的回归神手又是什么意思呢? 就是一个人他要进入 Vaikuntha 的那个大门的话, 就有一个前提，就是必须要跟这个 Guru Parampara， 也就是一个使徒团系或者叫师徒传承，有这个连接。
Through the Sampradayas，
通过这个 Sampradaya
and the acharyas that represent them，
还有就是代表他们的这些acharya， 就是传承中的这些历代的先师们。
One is given a specific sadhana practice。
那通过他们呢，一个人就能够接收一个sadhana规范修习的程序。Through
this process of sadhana, one will become purified.
通过这个sadhana的这个规范修习的这个程序，一个人就能够逐步的得到净化。Until
one reaches pure bhakti.
那直到慢慢的就达到。 最终达到纯粹的bhakti，纯粹的奉爱。
And gain access to the spiritual world.
这样呢，才有了资格走进灵性世界。Now
the spiritual world is unlimited.
那灵性世界是无穷无尽的。And
the pure devotee can relate to the Supreme Lord in many different ways.
那这个relate to here, related to... 纯粹的奉献者呢，他可以以不同的方式，来为至尊主做服务，和至尊主有这个连接。And
take residence in any of the Vaikuntha planets.
然后呢，也可以在这个 Vaikuntha 的无忧星宿的任何一个地方居住。And
unless one is connected to these sampradayas, one will not be able in Kali Yuga to enter the spiritual sky.
除非一个人。 特别指的就是在卡利年代的人，如果是没有跟一个使徒传系，跟一个传承去连接的话，那是不可能走进百坤塔，无忧星宿或者是灵性世界。In
other yugas, there are different processes.
当然在其他的 yuga， 其他的这个年代呢，它有其他的这个程序。Now
in our disciplic succession.
那在我们的这个使徒传系当中呢？
Through the process of sadhana given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis.
那通过这些 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还有 Goswami 们所赐给我们的这个 sadhana 规范修习、奉爱修习的这个程序。
One can qualify to attain pure bhakti.
一个人呢，他就有足够的资格能够达到这个纯粹的。
And enter the realm of Goloka Vrindavan.
那进入这个 Goloka， Vrindavan 的王国。
And in Goloka Vrindavan, one can enter the realm of Braj, which is Vrindavan.
然后在这个 Goloka Vrindavan 中又可以进入到这个 Vrindavan 的这个 Raj, 就是 Vrindavan 的这个区域。
So in other words, without that connection, no, you cannot enter the spiritual world.
换句话说，你要没有这种连接，也就是和这个使徒传系跟这个传承没有连接的话，那你是绝对不可能走进灵性世界的。有些奉献者认为自己默默的休息就可以。不用脱壁咕噜接受启迪，内心不想脱壁任何咕噜。Some devotees think that they can just practice their own sadhana bhakti, just on their own, without taking shelter of any guru or taking initiation. Actually, in their heart, deep in the heart, they don't want to take shelter of any guru.
Yes, and?
It's an additional information.
Well, if you want to do it on your own, you will stay on your own.
如果你只想一个人默默的休息，那你就自己待着。
This is, we're following Krishna's instructions here.
Sorry.
We are following Krishna's instructions here.
我们在这里去遵循的是Krishna 的训谕。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
因为 Krishna 在博迦梵歌里面说了
that one must accept a guru.
一个人应当接受一位灵性导师。
If we don't accept a guru, Krishna doesn't know who we are.
如果我们不接受一个 guru, 一位灵性导师的话， Krishna 就不会认识你的。
We have to be extremely elevated to be able to connect with Krishna within the heart.
就是要想和心中的 Krishna 建立这种直接的连接，除非这个人已经达到了极高的灵性境界，非常非常的精进才行。
Now, one may want to stay on their own and take shelter of Prabhupada's books, for example.
那也有可能有的人他们就想自己待着，然后完全的去脱壁于 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
And there are many people who do this that we don't even know about, the people who actually buy Prabhupada's books and read them and even practice Krishna consciousness without ever meeting the devotees.
那这样的人其实还是有的，但是我们就是不知道他们。其实真的是有很多人，他们就是从来都没有机会见到奉献者，然后他们自己就非常认真的阅读去了 Prabhupada 的经典，然后自己去修习。
So, for the time being, Krishna is giving them association, and Prabhupada is giving them an association, but at some point, if they are actually serious about Krishna consciousness and make progress, they will seek out a guru. If they don't want a guru, they don't want Krishna. This is clear.
那就在那段时间，在他们还在这么做的这一段时间的话，其实就是 Krishna 和 Srila Prabhupada 就把他们自己直接的给予了这个人跟他去联谊，他跟直接的这种联谊。但是呢，如果说这个人他心里面是足够真诚的话，他一定会升起一种需要去寻找 Guru 和灵性导师的愿望，那 Krishna 就会做出安排，让他进一步的去脱壁一个灵性导师。但是如果这个人他脱壁任何人脱壁任何部的话，那他的灵修也会止步不前。 So he can't make too much spiritual progress. He will just stay there.
Stagnate, yes.
就是说他就会就是停滞，他的灵性的这个进步就会停滞在那里，很难有这个大的突破。
And just like no one is independent in the material world, no one is independent in the spiritual world.
那同样的，就是在物质世界没有一个人是独立的，同样在灵性世界也没有哪个人是绝对的这个独立的。那刚才帕布他说，就是如果不脱壁咕噜的话，一个人是没有办法达到完美的。 有些奉献者认为，哎，这、oh, ，OK， Smoky just comments that yes, there are some people who are like that.
Like what?
I think mostly because they have no faith on the community of devotees. So some people choose to practice on their own and maybe just to wait.
Yeah, they just wait. That's okay.
就是我刚才说，就是有些人他也有可能就是对于我们奉献者的这种社团没有足够的信心，所以他们就宁愿自己单独的去休息，可能也是一种等待吧。那他不说，如果是这样也可以。
But we have to understand one thing that, as we say in English, it takes two to tango.
You know what I'm saying? 就是在英语里面有一句俗语说，要跳探戈舞的话，必须得两个人配合才行。
When people dance, they dance as a couple.
就是说，在这个探戈跳探戈舞的时候，一定是一对儿一起跳的。
In other words, when people want to isolate themselves from the community because they don't feel inspired, it may be something in the community, but there's also something about them.
那也就是说，如果一个人他对于这个奉献者的社团没有足够的信心，那也许这个社团里面真的还是有一些问题。但是呢，这个并不是说是单向的，就他自己这方面来说，肯定也是有问题的。就像我们中国人说的两个、
okay.
那个一个巴掌拍不响。OK.Okay, that's it.
That's it?
那 Smoky 就到这儿了哈，没有问题了吗？ Okay.
All right, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much, Smoky Ranamataji.
好，今天我们的课就到这里了。感谢你 Smoky Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for translating.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
And the wonderful questions.
也感谢你们提出的精彩。
Amrita ki jai, Madhavendra Puri ki jai, Sanodiya Brahmana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Kashadesh Yatra ki jai, Nirjali Kadashi ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
百昆台之音服务员于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的切坦念经是切坦念 Charitamrita 就讲到这里结束了。我们现在讲的是玛利亚利拉中篇逍遥的第十七章，主前往文达达文。感谢大家的聆听，下周同一时间，周三早上7点再见，Hare Krishna。